In this week's episode of Farmers Inside Track, the 101 of coffee farming, find out how Dylan Cumming, the inspiration behind a KwaZulu-Natal agribusiness, managed to grow 60,000 coffee trees from an original 4 trees 37 years ago.
You don't want to miss this week's Animal Nutrition powered by Furmal Feeds. Dr. Joseph van Weingaard breaks down the importance of supplements achieving maximum weight gain in your livestock and sheep production in winter rainfall areas. Plus, you stand a chance of winning a 1,000 Rand Furmal product voucher.
Our hashtag Soil Sister, powered by Foodform Zanzi and Corteva AgriScience, is Maureen Pudikabekwa. As a child growing up in rural Limpopo, she couldn't imagine that one day she'd be a thriving poultry farmer.
We have the exclusive first interview with Agri Western Cape and Santam Agriculture's new Young Farmer of the Year. Alexander Gibson joins us from Doornkraal Agri in Ceres.
Farmers have selected Built to Serve by Evan Carmichael as their book of the week. It is all about finding your purpose and becoming the leader you were born to be.
Plus, Free State livestock farmer Elliot Mokeng shares his secret to getting livestock market ready.
This is Farmers Inside Track, supported by Food for Mzansi. Inspiration for your business and life. From South Africa's farmers and agripreneurs.
Hey Mzansi, welcome to episode 76 of Food for Mzansi's weekly podcast called Farmers Inside Track. I'm your host, Dawn Numdu, the editor for audience and engagement at Foodform Zanzi.
And I'm Duncan Masiwa. Dawn, can I just say that I am super excited about this episode, and I'm sure our listeners will understand why in a moment. But of course, to those tuned in, thank you for listening to South Africa's most downloaded farmers podcast.
All right, let's kick off today's show with that promised discussion on coffee farming. Foodform Zanzi journalist Nicole Ludolph chats to Dylan Cumming, Managing Director at Beaver Creek Coffee Estate, the most southern coffee farm in the world. The Beaver Creek Coffee Estate and Company started with just 4 trees 37 years ago and now boast with 60,000 coffee trees. Our guest is a third-generation coffee farmer.
Today's topic is coffee farming in South Africa. Joining us is Dylan Cumming from Beaver Creek Coffee Estate in KZN. So Dylan, can you tell us a little bit about yourself and your background?
My name is Dylan Cumming. I'm a third generation coffee farmer. My father and grandfather planted coffee in the early 80s. During that time, there was quite a bit of coffee grown in South Africa. And I've been involved professionally in coffee since 1999 when I joined our family business. We are a fully vertically integrated coffee value chain. So we're not only producing our own coffee, but we are also working with other growers, both in South Africa, Malawi, and Tanzania. We're also importing various coffees from around the world, and we are doing all our processing from wet processing, dry processing, as well as roasting and packaging and supplying direct to consumers in various kind of categories from restaurants, hotels, B&Bs, online, direct to consumer.
What are some of the things beginner coffee farmers should know about coffee farming?
Sometimes I think the less they know you, the better. Not in the way that you're uninformed, but rather that you're not overwhelmed by the amount of knowledge that one needs to grow. A lot of that can be accumulated over time. What is probably critical is that you understand the fundamentals. If you have an existing agricultural background or a farming background, be it professionally educated or by experience, you know, coffee farming, there's probably a little bit of learnings that you would need to know that are crop specific, but those fundamentals don't change. If, on the other hand, you're an enthusiastic gardener, these skills will help you. But really, like as a beginner, like anything, understanding that it takes time, and especially with agriculture, like any farmer or gardener will know that it's a long-term thing. So I think an open mind, a willingness to learn, to make mistakes, would probably be the best kind of starting off point. When it comes to specifically what sort of knowledge you would need, there's various websites, books that one could use. And probably in coffee, the most important book that you would get, and it's a pretty thick book, meaning it's a lot of pages, is a book by the Winkins. It's called Coffee, Growing, Processing, and sustainable production, and it's available online through like an Amazon store. And really it becomes like your Bible, where it always has, you can reference it, and it covers all processes from the nursery practices to infield practices, all the way to processing to green coffee. And that's probably a good starting off point. But there are a lot of also resources online, but I would try and stay away from a lot of consumer websites because they're sometimes less informed, and rather find websites or resources that are specific to growers.
Do you have any other tips for potential coffee farmers?
Getting started in coffee growing in South Africa, your key starting off point would be to understand where it is suitable to grow coffee. Either, you know, where you moving to an area that you want to grow coffee, or you want to look at growing where you currently are. The first thing you need to do is dispel an existing myth around altitude or high elevation. There's this misconception that a lot of people believe that you need to be on a high mountain to grow coffee. But really, this is misunderstood in the way that it's actually temperature that is required, a good temperature. And when we say good temperature, it's kind of like the what they call the Goldilocks zone. And that's not too hot, not too cold, where there's adequate rainfall, where you have at least about 1,000 millimeters, but ideal leading closer to 1,500 millimeters per year. And then actual temperatures, you're looking on average between 18 and 22 degrees Celsius, with kind of a minimum, not necessarily not below 10 degrees, if it does for very short periods of time, and then not above 35. There's also other ways that you can adapt to your climatic conditions, like where your rainfall is not adequate. Like in certain areas in South Africa, you can put in irrigation if you have a good source of water, be it river, dam, or borehole. And then also with high temperature areas, you can also look at alternative ways to decrease temperature. And when we think temperature, we look at not only tree temperature, but soil temperature. So things like shade trees and ground covers, which can also help that. Understanding what your climatic factors could be would be critical in choosing or understanding where you currently are, whether you can grow coffee there.
Listen, if there's one thing I love more than coffee, it's a good coffee story. Thanks for sharing yours, Dylan Cumming, the Managing Director of Beaver Creek Coffee Estate. Don't forget to check out the additional tips in the article published on Food for Mzansi's website. Next up, animal nutrition powered by Fumo Feeds. Check out our website interview with Gary Patience, the Sauron-based co-owner of the GT Agri Group. He speaks candidly about the importance of great supplements to sustain his animals. His secret includes a range of Fumo products that enables accelerated lambing. But wait, over to Dawn and Dr. Joseph van Weinhardt, technical manager at Fumo Feeds.
We're really excited about our new segment here on Farmers Inside Track. It's called Animal Nutrition Powered by Fumo Feeds, and it features a dynamic Mzansi farmer and an expert from Fumo Feeds. And today we're chatting to Joseph van Weinhardt. He's the technical manager at Fumo. Hey, Joseph, great to have you with us here on Farmers Inside Track.
I don't know, thanks.
Now, Joseph, we have written a great story on Food for Mzansi featuring Gary Patience and his mother, Tricia, and they are the proud co-owners of GT Agri Group in Sauron in the Western Cape. He has seen lots of profit increases after he started using Fumo Feeds for his livestock. Now, you can obviously read the story on Food for Mzansi, and today we're going to be chatting a little bit more about the products that he's using and how it's actually changing the game for him when it comes to his farming business. Today's focus is specifically around sheep production in winter rainfall areas, the importance of supplements during the late pregnancy period, and a maximum weight gain when it comes to your livestock. Maybe we can start with you giving us a short overview of what it is when you're farming in winter rainfall areas.
Firstly, the winter rainfall areas, it's completely different to the summer rainfall areas. It's not just the rain that occurs predominantly in the winter, but then everything is upside down. So the harshest period in terms of the availability and quality of feed occurs in the summer time in the winter rainfall areas. If I understand correctly, Gary's sheep lamb from about March to April, so therefore his sheep are pregnant during summer. Remember that summer is the worst time of year in a winter rainfall area. just to repeat that in terms of the quality and availability. So therefore, it's very important for Gary to provide additional feed during this specific window. And this is mainly to avoid a reduction in animal production. So implementing this is especially important because Gary wants to produce the best wool that he can and also the best meat that he can. So to do this, you need good quantity and quality of feed throughout the year, not just a specific seasons.
You've just alluded to that fact that it's not just the quantity of the feed, but it's also important that during the late summer, you also focus on the quality. Now, this stage would represent late pregnancy period in an ewe. How important is this period?
I'm going to answer you there first with another question. If one would ask the question during the ewe's production life cycle, when is the most important time to strategically provide supplementation? Then it would be during this time, this late gestation period. So this is basically the last trimester of pregnancy in the ewe's production life cycle. Just to give some further points on why is this so important, this specific phase, it's mainly because there's about 75 to 80% lamb growth that occurs during this late pregnancy period. There's also wool follicle development. Now, this is the wool follicle development of the lamb while it's still a fetus, so it's not born yet. So we're already focusing on wool color quality. And then obviously other development that you must get ready for maximum milk production as soon as she lambs down. And this stage, there's a lot of nutritional stress happening and coming from the lamb side and the ewe side because her nutritional requirement is at its peak during this time. Now remember the lambs, they take up space at the cost of the rumen of the ewe. Now, that's basically the big stomach. Now we're sitting here with a, you call it a double whammy because the nutritional requirement is at its peak, but she's got very little space now to take in feed. So then we need to increase the quality of the feed. We reduce the quantity a bit and make it less bulky, quality in terms of more energy, more protein. Now, to do this, it's all about high levels of natural protein. That is the answer for this high nutrient in period. We know Gary uses Foodmore Maximal Concentrate that he mixes basically with salt and maize. Then in the Western Cape, it's barley grain. And then he makes his own maintenance leak or production leak. Now he uses the production leak during this late pregnancy stage. Just some benefits of this specific product, which Gary uses, this Maximal Concentrate. It consists of a minimum of 3 natural protein sources. So you've got this ideal quality protein structure, and that just increases the milk production of the ewe. It increases the survival percentage of the lambs, so you get more lambs at the end of the day. And very important, it stimulates high-quality colostrum. Remember, colostrum is that first milk that you get in the first 24 hours that ensures the survival. So, yes, Maximal focuses on not just the quality milk production, but then also wool development of the lamb while it's not even born yet.
They always say the proof is in the pudding, and I've seen his lambs. He posts about them on his social media platforms, and I can definitely say that it's working for him. So I can definitely say that he has a winning recipe there when it comes to using these specific products and sort of finding a balance and just trying to find what works for him and for his production. Maybe we can focus on achieving maximum weight gain when it comes to wool production in lambs. Maybe you can give us a bit of an overview of that and specifically what is Gary's using on his farm.
When it comes to achieving maximum weight gain from your lambs, we know that the lambs, they've got the genetic potential. It's already there. We just need to unlock it with nutrition. The best time to start there is more or less 10 days of age of the lamb, and then you start with creep feed. A great tip from Gary is to allow the lambs to still graze after they've been weaned while providing an energy-dense supplement as a creep feed. So firstly, the benefit of doing this will help develop the lamb to become a highly efficient ruminant that can convert low-quality roughage or felt into a high-value animal product, such as meat and wool. The second benefit of this tip is this will ensure the optimal use of Gary's natural resources, in this case, his felt. So by just providing a supplement at an intake of more or less 1% body weight, will avoid felt substitution or replacement. Because remember, felt is the cheapest source, animal feed source that we have. So we don't want to replace that by feeding the animals high levels of supplement or complete feed. So we just want to boost them a little bit with a leak or a supplement. And in this case, it's called a creep feed, a concentrate to make a creep feed. And he uses that both to grow out his lambs to achieve that maximum weight gain. And then in some instances, he's obviously fattening some of his younger animals as well. That's being sold for meat production. So the main benefit of this SS200 is it contains essential feed additives that specifically focuses on, you can say, health of the lambs. We're trying to avoid any cases of diarrhea there. And then also it boosts their average daily gains by maximizing the energy that they get out of it. It's really a high quality product that clearly shows a maximum gain in the lambs and at the same time also stimulating wool production.
Oh, Yusuf, my last question would be around, what is the winning recipe for Gary? What makes him so successful?
Well, Gary is doing everything right. He's practicing clinical nutrition. It's a term that I came up with. Basically, the definition of clinical nutrition is feeding the correct quality of supplement at the correct time. So he's doing everything correctly. He's focusing on nutrition during late pregnancy, which I mentioned previously is one of the most important areas to focus on when looking at when to give a supplement. And then he's also focusing on his young animals. Remember, they're growing animals, so they need more energy, more protein than an adult animal. So he's really focusing on those two groups. And it shows in his results in the quality of animals that he has. So he's complementing his natural resources by providing a liquid or supplement and not just substituting or replacing his fat. So it's really optimizing animal production and health production at the same time. In the end, it pays for itself when fed strategically in the correct window, as Gary is doing here.
Yusuf, you've given us a lot to think about and a lot to sort of take home. You have, of course, focused today on sheep production in winter rainfall areas, the importance of supplements during the late pregnancy period, and achieving maximum weight gain when it comes to your livestock. You've also focused specifically on farmer Gary Patience and his mother. They farm in the Saron area in the Western Cape, and he has obviously seen a lot of profit increases after using these food mill products for his livestock. Thank you so much for joining us today. We appreciate all of your inputs, and we're looking forward to the next round.
Thanks, Domino. Good luck to everybody. Thanks.
Thanks for joining us, Yusuf van Wynhart, Technical Manager at Voermool Feeds. This week, one lucky Foodform Zanzi fan can stand a chance to win a Voermool product voucher worth 1,000 Rand. To enter the lucky draw, simply WhatsApp us on 081-889-9032 with details about your favorite Voermool product and the difference it makes on your farm. Let me repeat that WhatsApp number. It's 081-889-9032. Hurry, because entries close on Monday the 7th of June 2021 at 3 o'clock. And the winner will be announced next week.
Voermool produces superior quality molasses-based supplements for ruminants. These products include maintenance, mineral transition, production and energy licks, feedlot concentrates and liquid feeds. For expert advice on animal nutrition for optimal production and profit, contact Voermool Feeds on 032-439-5599 or info@voermool.co.za.
And from animal farming to fruit farming here on Farmers Inside Track, last week a 32-year-old Ceres farmer walked away with the top honors at Agri Western Cape and Suntum Agriculture's Young Farmer of the Year competition. Alexander Gibson from Doornkraal Agri now joins us. Alexander, congratulations on your big win. Now, as a young farmer, what is your vision for South Africa's agriculture sector?
Thank you very much. This is obviously a massive privilege and honor receiving this award. I'll do my best representing the Western Cape at the Nationals later this year. My vision for agriculture in South Africa is quite easy. I want agriculture to be the hero in South Africa with regards to creating jobs, uplifting the communities, and growing the economy. I think if we get a sole mandate from government which tells us just grow the economy, please, then the possibilities are endless. We can grow the economy, we can create jobs, we can uplift the communities all at once. I think there's very few sectors in the country that can do all of it at once. I believe agriculture can do it. We're on a positive uplift curve. I think my vision for South Africa, and I know my vision for South Africa, is agriculture must be the hero in the country.
And why should farmers embrace the possibilities of new technologies and the latest agricultural practices?
Now, I think farmers should embrace new technologies. There is no future without technology. It lets you react
very quickly on stuff in your business and what's going on. There's a lot of technology you can use, from irrigation in our business to business intelligence programs and software. It's a must. You must embrace the newer technologies. And I think to keep up with the newest agricultural practices is also a must. The market is so competitive in what we do. If you're not in front and not on top of your game, there's no long-term strategy for your business. I think it's a really good choice to make early on. And if you keep up with the practices, your business will do good.
And then we have to ask you, are you a skinny jeans type of farmer or a kortbroek and fellies type of farmer?
I think I'm a bit of both. My position in the company is about 60 to 70% in the office. The rest is going outside into the orchards. I think the skinny jeans comes in with the 70% in the office, but obviously I love my fellies and I want to go outside. That's what we all do as farmers, but the rest, I need to wear my fellies. Yes, a bit of both, I would say.
Thanks so much for joining us, Alexander Gibson, Agri Western Cape and Santam Agriculture's Young Farmer of the Year for 2021.
Agriculture is not just about farming. It's about caring, and that's an ideal worth preserving. It's yummy. It's good for you. And the whole family loves it. It's grain-filled chickens, proudly South African, and mouth-wateringly delicious. Discover a world of tasty goodness and visit grainfilledchickens.co.za or like our Facebook page for more. Grain-filled Chickens, a proud member of VKB. VKB, for the love of the land.
It's time to look at our book of the week. Our farmers chose Built to Serve by Evan Carmichael as their reading choice of the week. Joining us to review this one is Food for Mzansi's Senior Lizwe citizen journalist, Lunga Jakuja.
Hey Dawn and Duncan, this week we are reading Built to Serve by Evan Carmichael. Evan Carmichael runs a YouTube channel for entrepreneurs with over 2 million subscribers. His goal is to solve the world's biggest problem, and that is lack of self-belief. Evan says people don't believe in themselves enough. This book is all about finding your purpose and become the leader that you were born to be. You can be productive, crush your goals, pretend that all things that you have achieved mean something to you. But at the end of the day, if you don't know your purpose, you'll always feel like there's something missing. Once you find your purpose, it will fuel you for life. You'll do things that you never thought that you were capable of. This book is a reminder that once we find our purpose, we are required to use it to serve one another.
Thanks, Lunga Jakuja. Remember, you can email info@foodformzanzi.co.za if you want to suggest the next book of the week.
Life in South Africa can be a lot. I mean, scroll through Twitter for a minute and tell me I'm wrong. Thank God for South Africans though, right? We're inspiring, and even on the bad days, we fight back with a smile. That's why I love Food for Mzansi so much. They're not ashamed to celebrate the ordinary unsung heroes who work every day to put food on our nation's tables. Go to foodformzanzi.co.za and never miss an inspiring story.
You're tuned into Farmers Inside Track, proudly brought to you by Foodform Zanzi. Powered by Corteva AgriScience, we now welcome our Soil Sister of the Week. Maureen Pudikabekwa is a thriving poultry farmer who is currently on a year-long blended development program at the Gibbs Business School. Maureen, where and how did your farming journey start?
My farming journey started in Vernet Mogleg, where I grew up plowing fields with my grandmother and my aunt. My grandmother was involved in crop farming, you know, farming maize, mabele, and some green beans and dikou. That one we call them dikou, is some kind of peanuts, but we call them dikou. I don't know what we call them in English, but it is dikou. She was also producing watermelons, involved in cattle farming and goats. All these were just sustainable farming. It was not at a larger scale. But come to think of it now, I'm thinking that, you know, my journey started there. So even though I was not too much involved in it, I was just going to help, doing smallanyana things as a smallanyana girl, you know, those kind of things. So for me, it was a journey, so to say. So unfortunately, my journey was interrupted when I went to varsity, and then I started working for about 22 years, even though when during holidays or maybe leave time, you go home and then you see them doing this, then you are just helping here and there. So it was not something like I had passion to pursue career in it. So it was just like that. I was just going there for harvesting time, go and help and do those kind of things. But you know, hey, life do happen. So in 2017, life happened, my career, my corporate job ended, and then I joined my mother full-time at her poultry farm. Hey, and I'm loving it, yeah?
And what are some of the toughest lessons you've learned along the way?
I don't have a sustainable income. It's very much difficult. You know that you are the one who's determining your income. So you make sure that the income from the products that you are farming, they have to take care of the maintenance, operational maintenance. They have to take care of payroll. They have to buy stock. They have to buy feeds. That income, you break it into smaller things. You cannot even get your own pay. Can you imagine? The second one is the issue of high mortality in chickens. No one is going to replace that. You need to make sure that somehow you are making sure that your farm is working, and then you reduce mortality. There, I'm telling you, it's difficult. And the worst part is the market. It's hard to crack. I don't want to lie to you. Market is hard to crack. Hence now I'm doing this. I'm thinking that I may have an exposure. My farm has an exposure so that people can come. And then at least to have a contract, you know. It might be at least 3 years or so. And the other one, to secure funds.
And then finally, do you have any advice to women entering the farming arena?
Number one, you must have passion of what you do. And then the second one, conduct some research. Know what kind of government laws or regulations that are affecting, that are in your industry where you are operating. And the other one is, don't try to do things at once, because it's gonna be overwhelming for you, and then you end up not getting what you want. You get frustrated. So set reasonable and attainable goals with time bounds. By reasonable, I mean, firstly, you must know that you are the source of the income, that the farm that you are operating in is the source of income. So you need to manage your funds properly so as the goals that you set are able to be attained. And stay focused. Don't rush this saying that, you know, success is not a big step into the future, but small steps taken right now. So you just do the, as you go along, you just make sure, and then that will help you to focus. Don't rely on anyone. Yes, sometimes you are working with people, but at the same time, you must know that what I'm doing, I know I'm going to do them and be able to win. The other thing is engage your employees. Your employees are the heart of the organization that you are, operation that you are running. So work with them.
Thanks for joining us, poultry farmer Maureen Pudikabekwa. And also thank you to Food for Mzansi's fans who are reaching out from across Africa to compliment the Soil Sisters initiative powered by Corteva AgriScience. Remember to stay tuned for our Farmer's Tip of the Week from Free State livestock farmer Elliot Mofokeng. But first, on a lighter note, Noluthando Ngagani, Food for Mzansi food and lifestyle queen, is this week reminiscing about eating sorghum, or as she calls it, mabele, at her late grandmother's house in Mahikeng.
My ingredient this week is more of a childhood memory than it is a secret ingredient. Sorghum for me is a national treasure, as we use it in almost everything and anything in Mzansi. We make beer, hey, some chefs are even making risotto with sorghum. And we also make my favorite mabele ating. Mabele is what we call sorghum porridge in Setswana. It also takes me back to Mahikeng, where my paternal great-grandmother laid roots. There was always a jar of fermented sorghum in her kitchen, and there's always a jar in my house too. A good bowl of mabele with butter and sugar always hits the spot for me and fills me with nostalgia.
Be sure to check out our weekly interviews and recipes with inspiring chefs, foodies and home cooks on foodformzanzi.co.za.
Agriculture is not just about farming. It's about caring, and that's an ideal worth preserving. It's super fresh, it's super soft, and it makes a meal a treat. It's Super Sure Bread and Super Sure Flour, a proud member of the VKB Group. From breakfast to lunch and even birthday cakes, Super Sure makes the whole family smile. Find Super Sure on Facebook or visit vkb.co.za for more info. VKB, for the love of the land.
We've just about reached the end of this week's Farmers Inside Track episode. But before we let you go, Free State livestock farmer Elliot Mofokeng, who sells most of his livestock at auctions, shares his tips on how farmers can get their livestock market ready.
In order to keep our livestock market ready, so we have to feed our livestock, so we have to take care of them, feed them, and also try to give them injections that will make them really grow to avoid other the insects. When they care for themselves, they have to take care for the livestock. So it's all we have to do. Then when you go to market, you will get the ready price. You will be happy, you will smile, you see.
And Elliot Mafokeng's Farmer Tip of the Week brings us to the end of this week's Farmers Inside Track, proudly brought to you by Foodform Zanzi. For daily inspirational stories about the farmers and agriculturalists who go above and beyond to feed South Africa, visit www.foodformzanzi.co.za or follow us on Facebook, Twitter and Instagram.
And also remember, if you love this podcast, please rate it and share it with your friends, family members and fellow farmers. The Farmers Inside Track podcast is available for free on Spotify, Apple Podcasts and Google Podcasts, and of course also on foodformzanzi.co.za.
From me, Dawn Numdu, Duncan Masiwa, Nicole Ludolph, Nolutando Ngakani, Lunga Jakucha, and the rest of the Foodform Zanzi team, have a great week. And please, let's continue to keep each other safe during the COVID-19 pandemic.
Corteva is in it for farmers, for good. As a company solely focused on agriculture, we understand the impact of climatic and soil diversity, the unique requirements of each region, each farmer, each crop, and the need for sustainability. To this, we apply our global mind. With 5,000 researchers in more than 130 countries, ensuring farmers of advanced seed technology, and guarding growing investments through innovative crop protection. Local investment includes research facilities on par with the best in the world and the largest private insectary in Africa. Advanced genetic breeding is combined with intense trials, testing and refinement in different bioclimatic zones to bring forth the best in-class products. Beyond in-seed value, our on-seed applied technology on farm crop protection, digital and agronomic solutions are all designed to optimize farmers' productivity, profitability, and sustainability. Because by being wholly devoted to agriculture, we have a deeper understanding of farming, the needs of our farmers, and the country's need for farmers. This is what drives our researchers to find new avenues for sustainable growth. It is the reason for having state-of-the-art seed production technology on home ground. Our motivation for creating effective, locally proven solutions to protect land and crops with care for the future. This is the world of Corteva in South Africa. Growing progress, enriching lives. Now, and for generations to come. Corteva, keep growing.
You've been listening to the Farmers Inside Track podcast, supported by Foodform Zanzi. For more information, find us on www.farmersinsidetrack.co.za.